Akiko Korematsu is with us. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good to be back.
What would you? What do you want? What were you gesticulating there, Tess?
I was just carry on as.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Akiko. How are you?
Good.
Now,
when
we last met you, you brought in some fancy deliciousness.
I did. I brought in some Japanese breakfast last time.
Because you're a food specialist. You've come to New Zealand and put your roots down here with knowledge of fine foods and delicious gourmet treats. But now you're in here with a different hat on this morning. You're here to tell us about film festival, the Architecture and Design Film Festival.
Yeah. So I'm one of the co-curators of the Architecture and Design Film Festival this year.
Cole!
Yeah, and my friend Claire Buchanan and I have selected 21 films, and they open on May 2nd, which is on Thursday, at Rialto Cinema in Newmarket. And today I wanted to come in and speak about specifically some food-related films.
Right on, right on. And also, luckily, there's another film that I was talking about earlier on today on the show this morning that we can talk about as well, which is in the film festival that you've curated and chosen, which is very handy. So let's talk food first.
Yep. So the film that I wanted to talk about with you guys is Food Fighter, and this is about a food waste crusader.
It's really starting to come to the fore, isn't it, the food waste thing? And
absolutely. I think there's a big movement around the world, but especially I've seen it a lot here in New Zealand. This film is about Ronnie Kahn, and she is the founder and CEO of Oz Harvest. And she is, this is a food rescue charity that was founded in 2004 in Australia.
Right. I've seen the trailer for the film, and she seems like a colourful character, mm-hmm. and with a really dogged sort of approach. She's seen something. She was involved in she was a events organizer, corporate events organizer. So you can imagine there's lots of food waste there.
Totally.
Trays of oysters, loads of buns. You know,
it kind of looked like from the trailer that she started to see some waste, and she's like, "Oh, I could do something with that." And then it just like snowballs into her being like, "Holy wow!"
And become a worldwide thing.
It has. Yeah. Now they've set up in the UK and in Thailand.
Oh, Jamie Oliver's in there in the UK with a big name hitter, big hitter.
Totally. And we'll talk about a little bit about, you know, all the different levels in politics and corporate and big business and agriculture and in the food industry that she tries to tackle food waste. Because the big problem or the big difficulty here is that it's such a multifaceted problem. And it's not just one solution. It's you have to tackle it on so many levels.
Without giving away the movie, I suppose, but what are her biggest opponents? Who are her biggest opponents?
I think for her, trying to get funding from the government was a really big challenge. But also, you know, she does things like go dumpster diving behind large chain supermarkets to reveal the fact that there's an inconvenient truth there, that there's edible food being thrown out every night.
It's easy to sort of think this is something that's going on overseas, and when there's a documentary made of an Australian woman who's going to meet Jamie Oliver in England and all that sort of thing, but it's just as viable here, isn't it? It's just as important to tackle it here.
Totally. And I was just looking up.
It could be you!
It could be me. I try not to. But there's an organization here called Love Food Hate Waste.
Yep.
And they've partnered with us on this film, and they're going to host a Q&A in
The screening? Cool.
Yes, the screening. And they'll be doing the Q&A in Auckland, Wellington, Dunedin, and Christchurch, which we'll talk about a bit later. But on their website, you can find out so much information about New Zealanders throwing away 123,000 tons of food a year.
Jesus.
This is equivalent to about 213 jumbo jets of food.
That's crazy.
And worth $1.17 million each year in wasted food. So,
just where does it all go? Just into the oceans and the landfills?
Like rots away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rotting.
Most of it goes to the landfills.
Because that must be the other battle, is getting the food waste before it actually gets to a point where it's
It must be nice to say, okay, well, I mean, we're not going to sell this. People don't want it. So you can have it, and you've got like a week.
Yeah,
or maybe less.
You almost need the cooperation from the supermarkets or whoever's wasting the food to actually deliver it to you straight away. Otherwise, you have to
someone who is who basically admitting we waste food as well.
Totally. Yeah. So that's the other battle.
So she kind of partners with these corporations, and when you watch the movie, you'll see that she really works with some heavy hitters and big businesses, global businesses, to try to provide solutions for their food waste. So where can she step in
It can only be good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be a bad thing for them. It's the way forward. It's the only way forward. It's like, I don't know why people have such a problem with it.
Totally. So everyone needs to put on their headlamps and go down the street.
So the film is called?
The film is called Food Fighter. Mm-hmm. And we are playing it in Auckland, Wellington, Dunedin, and Christchurch during the Architecture and Design Film Festival.
So that doesn't really sound like an architecture and design sort of issue, but then it is, isn't it, really, when you're talking about the...
I think that's
space and the utilization of space.
I think that's a really good point. And I think we have films here for the big loyalists. So we have films about Frank Lloyd Wright and Renzo Piano, and the big design film of the year is Dieter Rams.
Sure.
He's the German product designer who has influenced minimalist, long-lasting, sustainable design for 40 years of his career.
That's the other thing with design, is that you can look at it in a way where she's designed a new system, or she's designed
a new way of using.
And that's the design.
Absolutely.
That she's
absolutely
talking about.
One of the other movies in there too that I'm very excited to see you've got in there is Anthropocene, which is the one I was talking about just earlier on today. We were talking about the big Russian factory. How would you describe that movie? You've seen it as well.
Yeah, obviously.
You curated it. You put it in there. It's a hard hitting movie.
This one I fought for. This one I fought really hard for, because it is the biggest environmental film of the year, and I thought it was really, really important to put this in our film festival because we wanted to talk about space. And you know, we can use space in so many ways. We can build our, you know, houses and shelter on space, but we can also manipulate space in not so positive ways.
And that movie is it can be sobering, but it's so important to watch, isn't it?
I found myself
saying go to bed, this is a bummer, go to bed, but then I stayed up ridiculously out watching it, you know?
Yeah, totally. And this director, this is the third in the trilogy that he's filmed. The first one was called Manufactured Landscapes, the second one was called Watermark, and this trilogy just tells, you know, in a visual way how humans have impacted the earth.
I just remember the Career of Marble bit too.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and so many of our films this year really address what's our mark on this planet?
Because let's make no mistake, it's our fault, and it's your fault.
Yeah.
There's not one single person listening to this radio show right now whose fault it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Just so you all know, man. It's sobering, isn't it? It's a harsh reality, but that's the truth. It's we've got to just wake up to that. Otherwise, it's going to go.
Totally. And when the scientists are telling us that we've entered a new era called the Anthropocene, in which, you know, this is the age of large scale, profound human impact on Earth, then we need to, you know,
check ourselves.
Yeah.
Yep, and do something about it. Right. So we've got tickets to give away, have we? To a screening of
Foo Fighter.
A Foo Fighter.
Yep. Should we just get people to text in, and then you can get in contact with them?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool.
All right. So just text in the words Food Fighter to 5395 with your name and your B card. First one to do that. And how many do you have to give away? One, two.
Double pass, I think it is.
Yep.
One double pass. Quick, we better do that quickly then. Hey, Akiko, thank you very much for coming in. Lovely to see you again. Sorry I won't be seeing you again in breakfast. I might see you again elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you very much.